last time we were all together, our last caller we were talking to was having some marital issues, and we were talking about working at it. So what I'm going to talk about today in a roundabout way is you have to work at it. Mm-hmm. Okay? So have you all been watching the Olympics?
Yes. Mm.
So I was away when they started, and so when I got back, I started watching them. And, I'm just in awe of them. And so aware of my limitations as a human now and as I'm aging. And it's, yeah. But just realizing nobody gets there by accident, right? It takes huge, dedicated effort to get to the Olympics. Very few make it, and even fewer medal, right? It's the elite of athletes. And I was thinking about, because my stepdad actually was in the finals for the 1960 Summer Olympics. Yes, we always, as I had to call him and ask, because we have it as he was runner-up. He just missed going by a hair. He's a very humble man. He said, well, I wasn't quite that close. He says, I was close, but not close. And he said some of the winners in the Olympics were taught by his coach. And so,
What was his event?
So he was the 1500 meters in track and field. And this, he did all this while he was a sophomore at UCLA, married with a baby. Wow. So he's an amazing person who's very humble. He's been successful, but the thing that when we look back at him, he's still here. Is that he puts effort towards relationships. Wow. He's my stepdad, but he's the only grandpa my kids have known. Mm. And you can't tell the difference. My kids grew up with him. He's a wonderful, fun grandpa. So he puts effort towards that. Recently, this past year, I have been to 4 weddings. Not a funeral yet. That's coming, but 4 weddings. All the weddings have had at least one partner who has been married previously and had a failed relationship and has gone through intense heartache, regardless of age. All different age levels have had that. And they have all worked at self-examination, reflection, have gotten therapy, and looked at their own part so they could be wiser and healthier. So their weddings have been stories of redemption and faithfulness and celebrating and vulnerability. Like you hear it in the vows. It's like, wow, they've been through so much. And this is such a gold medal moment, right? Mm-hmm. Of winning and conquering. And we all want stories of redemption. And sometimes it can seem forever to come. Like, God, why aren't you answering my prayers? It's taking forever. It doesn't just happen by accident. Our lives, our relationships, and we get knocked down over and over and over again. So we don't want to settle. We want to keep working at it. And at the end of the day, the Olympics that I want to be in is the Olympics of relationships.
Yes.
Right? People are my hobby. I want to do relationships well, and that's what I keep striving for.